The Senate is expected to take up a bill that includes $350 million for 51 Louisiana projects, including $137 million for Atchafalaya River Basin flood work. Senator Bill Cassidy says it's critical, and the money for these projects would actually be less than the money spent last year.
We're still able to dedicate resources to things like Morganza to the Gulf, which help prevent flooding, devastation of people's lives, and a greater expenditure on behalf of the federal government as we attempt to help communities recover.
Louisiana has filed a federal lawsuit to block the FDA's rule allowing abortion pills to be sent through the mail. Attorney General Liz Merle says
activists have created an organized and dangerous scheme of drug dealing protected by politicians. These are not medical standards. There are no medical standards in any state that sanction such irresponsible actions by a medical professional.
Physicians for Reproductive Health say studies show that mifepristone is safe and effective. In Louisiana, it can only be prescribed in hospital settings. If you need to sign up or renew your health insurance coverage through healthcare.gov, you have until midnight tonight. And Mike Berto with Louisiana Blue says enhanced tax credits were eliminated on January 1st, but that does not mean that there's no assistance available for anyone.
What it means is certain populations of people that are upper income are going to notice that their federal assistance has either gone down pretty dramatically or disappeared.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.